Beijing-based China Construction Bank says its new high-tech branch in Shanghai is meant to make banking more convenient, personalized, and efficient. The new branch is drawing throngs of curious observers.
I saw the bank on WeChat, a smartphone app, and we just happened to be in Shanghai, so I dropped by to take a look. It seems like it's very convenient and capable, and this robot's language and technological abilities are really good, much better than I had imagined.
These days, because people are less and less likely to be inclined to want other people to come and bother them, or because they want to be left alone, we hope when we come to a bank that we have human machine interaction, this kind of experience.
A robot greets customers at the entrance and answers questions using voice recognition software. Clients can swipe their national identification cards to enter the bank or scan their faces using the bank's facial recognition device. Machines inside allows visitors to buy gold, change currency, or scout real estate investments using virtual reality goggles. The bank isn't totally unstuffed. Guards are still present, and a room equipped with teleconference software allows VIP clients to request help from human employees based elsewhere. Lin Feng is a banking technologist from Shenzhen-based Ping An Insurance. He says the bank's use of technology is not particularly thoughtful. He adds the older folks will likely need human help.
Technology has to serve us, not leave people behind. Some people who are older in their 60s or older, who I made contact with, now their view was that these technologies look great, but when it comes to actually using them, it's not convenient, because they haven't used these kinds of equipment before, so they have to have people help them.
State-owned China Construction Bank, founded in 1950s to fund large-scale infrastructure projects, the second largest bank worldwide as measured by assets. Analysts say the bank is responding to pressure from internet giants like Alibaba and Tencent, which are transforming Chinese consumer finance with mobile applications that enable people to transfer money and pay for goods using their smartphones. UTN News Vice President of Research at IEU, a technology think tank.
These days, everyone is talking about banking or financial innovation. This is kind of an experiment, a shot in the dark, trying to prove that traditional banks too can innovate. Traditional banks rely on their clerks to verify and approve identities, and rely on them to use their own vision to check and verify identities. This, of course, comes with risks. But when you use facial recognition software, the error rate is extremely low.
The trend toward automation is not new. Retailers in China and elsewhere have been tinkering with automated supermarkets and convenience stores. For CRI, this is Guo Yan.